At Virginia Avenue and Liberty Street, you see a lot of busy traffic, some shops and apartment buildings, and an empty grassy lot. Local artist Shay Brown has big plans for what she wants to put in that lot, a meditation space made out of plastic bags.
You can feel it. You can see it's very soft. So this is one of the poofs that's going to go inside of my structure.
Brown is holding a colorful Moroccan-style meditation cushion. She collects plastic bags, turns them into yarn, which she calls plarn, and then crochets with them.
We try to come up with a way to do something different or to upcycle the waste.
The meditation space is part of Dutchtown South Community Corporation's efforts to educate the public about the illegal dumping problems in the neighborhood. The Environmental Protection Agency funded the initiative in 2016, which is called So Fresh, So Clean, So Creative Southside St. Louis. Community Development Manager Sunny Hutton says there's an excessive amount of furniture, construction debris, and other waste that gets dumped in people's backyards.
It's insane what we are finding. I walk or bike to work, and I found two cars dumped in vacant lots, and one of them was on fire.
Another artist, Ann Johnson, plans to build a garden-style archway at the Melvin Theater. She's using solar LED lights to light up plastic jugs she collected from barbecue restaurant Sugar Fire. Johnson says she was amazed by how much plastic gets disposed on a regular basis.
Even just collecting it for 2 weeks, it exceeded my expectations so much, like how fast all of it piled up.
Johnson will unveil the Dutchtown Archway on March 31st. Brown's meditation space will be built by April 7th. Residents in St. Louis can report illegally dumped waste by calling the Citizen Service Bureau. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.